What's the significance of all this?
Well, if you talk to an assistant U.S. attorney, and I've debated a number of former assistants U.S. attorney, they will tell you that the numbers mean nothing. They don't use all of these crimes, and they're right. In a certain sense, they don't mean that much to the prosecutor or to the judges because there are only so many cases that you can bring in federal court. But where they are really important is in law enforcement. That we have plenty of law enforcement agencies out there that do searches and seizures and arrests in cases that never actually get even indictment, much less trial. Given the broad array of crimes, there's virtually nothing that you can't get a basis for probable cause on, which is the basis for arrest, search, and seizure. There's a lot of concern in this country, rightly, about privacy. But I think people ought to be focusing on the fact that surveillance is not just a matter of, quote, privacy, it's a matter of the police power. The federal government, which the Supreme Court has stated twice in recent years, has no general police power. In reality, de facto, it has complete police power, and we're going to see it in the surveillance. Now, people have been focusing on NSA, but think about drones. There is nothing a drone can't search, basically, because there's every possibility for coming up with the basis of it. And some of the federal agencies will conduct raids that will never result in an indictment, or if it does result in an indictment, will not result on those crimes. It is easy to come up with a RICO charge and a money laundering charge and go out and seize somebody's property. That's the reality of where the real power is. I think that this task force has done an amazing job of bipartisanship and coming together and identifying the problem. Now it is necessary for your colleagues in both houses to understand what the problem is. They're taking this tremendous power and dumping it in the executive branch with various agencies that in reality have their own agendas. I'm not saying they're bad agendas, but they're agendas. And there is really lack of control over what is happening out there in the field. Thank you for allowing me to make this statement.
Thank you, Dr. Baker. Mr. Benjamin.